News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Text to say, surely if you're inviting someone to your wedding, they are deemed a close enough friend to want to meet their significant other. Who wants to meet the significant others that they're close enough of their close friends? This is all because Taylor Swift has said that nobody is to bring a plus one to her wedding, and it raises the question about what is the correct policy in respect of plus ones. Tara Fay, wedding planner, is with us. Tara, this is not your first rodeo when it comes to being asked about plus ones. What's the ideal rule?
Good morning. This is something that gives people so many sleepless nights when they are doing their guest list. So essentially the rule, or sort of the proper etiquette, is that anybody who has a long-term partner, a fiance, a married person, you know, that they're married and it's their husband or wife, their spouse, they do get a plus one. However, that's where it starts to get a little bit grey after that, because maybe it's that somebody has a long-term partner that you haven't met, or maybe you have an older guest who you know maybe will not attend the wedding by themselves if they're invited on their own. So that's where it starts to get a little bit tricky. And then I think also people are very, very mindful of their guest count, the cost per guest, and their venue capacity. So it is a minefield, and couples lose so much sleep and get so stressed about this every single year.
Now, is the issue the anonymity of the plus one? Like, if I go, Tara, I'd like you to come to the wedding and bring Steve. That's one thing, even if you've only met Steve last week. But if I don't know Steve's first name, I'm not giving you a random anonymous person you met on the street to drag in that I have to feed roast beef to.
Exactly. So it is about this sort of thing. Well, you know, you're not going to just give a random plus one to somebody on the off chance that they're going to meet somebody the week before your wedding and just bring somebody maybe that they found on the street the night before or something like that. And that's where it does get where people will make an assumption that because everybody around them is getting a plus one and they're not getting a plus one, they're going to feel left out. Essentially, if the bridal party will always usually get a plus one. Siblings most of the time would get a plus
as
one
in,
as well.
As in a random plus one, unnamed?
No, if it's a case that it's somebody who has a long-term partner or a partner that is only sort of recent, if they're in the bridal party, you would extend the plus one to them.
Now, can I ask a broader question on this, which is, I hear a lot of people talking about weddings and say, oh, well, I had to bring my second cousin once removed because my great aunt would throw a fit if she wasn't there because da 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 da. Surely if you've carte blanche when it's your own wedding, you're able to go, I like you, you're coming. I don't like you, you're not coming. That's it.
Yes and no, unless you want to cause World War III within your family. So it is, a lot of people with Irish families have huge amounts of cousins. So you need to have this conversation way before it gets to the guest list point, and make the decision that if you have, say, 10 first cousins within one family, that you invite one person, or you make that and have that conversation long before a save the date goes out and long before an invitation goes out.
But can you not just pick the cousins you like?
You can do, but then you need to have that conversation either with a sibling or a parent or somebody who is going to smooth the way for you, because Irish people do get notoriously upset about not being invited to weddings, even though when it's returned and they're the one doing the inviting, they seem to forget all of that. But I think it is really, really important to be mindful of that, yes, it is your wedding. But you have to put a little bit of thought into who you are inviting. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, you have to think as a cost per guest point of view, that is not just the, you know, the cost per guest could be €500 per person.
Well, there's some interesting text along this lines. We had a no plus one unless married or long-term partner. Older guest invited their son, no children, babes in arms only. Best decision ever. Everybody still talks about the wedding. Another, re-wedding. Only actual friends should be given an invite. The plus one is only an invoice. Best rule I've ever heard was that if you wouldn't go to lunch or dinner with the couple or invitee and plus one, then there is no plus one. That means you're going to have had 9 people at the wedding.
Well, we used to say, like when I first started in the dark ages planning weddings, that if you didn't send somebody a Christmas card, which nobody sends Christmas cards anymore, would you send them a Christmas card? If you don't send them a Christmas card, don't invite them to your wedding. So, and that's essentially it. I mean, people shouldn't feel obligated to invite anybody to their wedding. And I think that goes for general guest rule and also for the plus one rule.
Another one saying, surely if you're inviting somebody, a nice phrase, I don't know whether or not you would accept this. I find it's usually the opposite at weddings. It's a case of no ring, no bring.
So that was famous from Prince Harry's wedding, which made headlines at the time, where it was no ring, no bring. So unless somebody was engaged to somebody, they were not their plus one. So everybody else was invited as an individual person. But I think also you're creating a whole amount of other problems for yourself when it comes to doing your seating plan, because who do you put this random person with that nobody knows?
Oh, as in if you have a free floater, what do you do with them?
Exactly. So I think it's not just a case of, are you sort of like hating a person by giving them a plus one? Then you have a whole other challenge when it comes to doing your seating plan at the wedding, which is another thing people agonize over.
A text say, I don't even take my husband to weddings. He's allergic to them. When we get an invite from my side, he says, I hope I'm not invited. My response, we're married 10 years. Of course you are invited. Well, what about that very quickly? What if you don't want to be the plus one and you have the ring? How do you dodge it?
Well, some people consider a wedding invitation like a court summons. So you do have to be mindful of that. And you just because you're invited does not mean you have to go. So I think people sometimes are delighted when they see declines coming in, and other people are disappointed. And we always say to our couples, everybody has lots of things going on. Don't take it personally.
Tara, thanks very much. That is Tara Fay, wedding planner.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.